Sora now, sci-fi, mama sita.
The same thing I say all the time, Arg. What's up, party people? Welcome. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Yay. Also, happy Juneteenth. I think it's an important holiday in the history of our country, and I'm glad that we're celebrating it. It took a long time to get here, but it's here, and you know, it's worth it. So happy Juneteenth. Pulse check. How's everybody doing today? Hope you all are well. Go and check in with our chat. Hi, FKHC2005, otherwise known as Tim. I love that from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It's just too funny. Hello, Zero Cool 2020. I totally agree with you. But according to Mission Log, the Orville, it's renewed. We're just waiting for an announcement. So do you know what I say to that? Hashtag announce the Orville. Everybody use it. Here, I'll show you. Watch this. I mean, they've already started the table reads on TED season 2. Really? Really? That's where we're going? Okay. No, the Orville. Not that I don't like TED, because this afternoon here at Sci-Fi Mombi, we're going to watch the episode 5, and then we're going to come back at 5 Eastern, 4 Central, and do a watch party with the Mission Log gang. So, on their next installment of Talking TED. So, I don't know. Not too happy with. I mean, Seth said on Mike's show that he has to do certain things in a certain order. His pet projects have to wait. But the Orville's not dead, and according to the Mission Log, it's renewed. So we'll wait and see, right? Right. Okay. Hey, anybody else lurking out there? Hello. I see some people lurking, and that's good. Cloaked, however you want to say it. Cloaked, lurking. No big deal. I'm just happy you're here. So just don't forget to smash that like button and share out the stream. And let's see if we can get some more people going on. Let's go see who's over, if anybody's over on Instagram. Not yet, but that's okay. No worries there. So, anybody have the day off? I don't. I wish I did. I'm still feeling kind of run down from the lovely cat bite I got from Director Shimmer. And then they had to give me a tetanus shot. So I'm kind of like, I need to go get my COVID booster. But, you know, baby steps. I got to take all this antibiotics first, which sucks even worse. But, you know, it is what it is. So, hey, Deadman Walking 55. Thank you for joining me on your lunch. I appreciate it. I'm at my lunch, too. I haven't eaten yet. I need to. I'm kind of feeling drained, but that's okay. And drink my coffee. So, with me, as always, is co-host Vic. He's barely awake. It must be nice. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, not much is going on. Just rolling through the day. It's going pretty fast. Thank goodness. It's hump day. I hope everybody is doing well. Willie Mays, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, passed away yesterday. He was 93. I can't remember a time when I haven't heard about baseball history and he and Jackie Robinson were like, you know what I mean? And I find it so sad that the MLB is getting ready to honor Black players in history, like, what, tomorrow, Friday? And he didn't make it. So, but rest in peace, Mr. Hayes. We really loved you, and you contributed a lot to baseball. And, you know, he was one of the ones that, he wasn't like loud about it, but when he did talk, it was a good message. And I look up to people like that. I think it's wonderful. So just another legend that we've lost. Man, that's been like, what, 2 or 3 sports legends we've lost in the past week. I mean, I remember the basketball player. Trying to think if there was someone else. Of course, I don't have it written down. Makes no sense. How do you not include this? Say hey, kid. Say hey, kid. Oh, yes. Sorry, dad man. I'm a goober. So. All right. Well, I've got some interesting and strange news stories I wanted to share with anyone. And that is a part of the news right there. So I'm going to start with strange news because I heard about it yesterday morning on Today with Carson Daly. And I thought you all might find it interesting as well. So let me share my screen. So I heard this on Today yesterday, and I went and found it on the AP's website, apnews.com. So there's these gleaming monoliths that are popping up in Nevada and actually all around the world. And what's even weirder is they disappear. So according to scientists who came out and studied them, they are made of stainless steel, and they are very well crafted to look like mirrors. But they're, like I said, they're popping up all over the world. It's like a weird, like Stanley Kubrick type, you know. One showed up in, it was either Italy or the UK. This one right here showed up in the desert right outside of Las Vegas called Gas Peak. And then another one showed up like right in the middle of Vegas on the strip. Like at that, they have it like blocked off, and there's like several casinos around and eateries. And it's kind of like here we would call it Branson Landing because it's like a mall. But what I don't get is if it showed up in the middle of the town, like the city like that, why aren't they releasing the footage from the venues, you know, to show who put it there? So it's just weird. And I know some people are into, you know, Stanley Kubrick's 2001, 2010. But yeah, just, and they're stunning pictures. I mean, look at how beautiful they are. I thought for once when I saw this picture, I thought it was, you know, something somebody did with AI. You know, I'm like, oh, no, that's not real. But it, when they're showing up across the globe, it's kind of weird. So a little bit of strange news there. So. And then what do you all think about that? I know I'm weird, Tim. I can't help it. No, I can't. I just thought they were interesting because I like 2001, 2010. So yeah, I like the weird sometimes, especially when it's sci-fi. So let's see here. I got some other good news stories. This one's really cool. So scientists are observing in space twins. And they're like parallel disk and jets that are erupting from a pair of young stars. And they look like, you know, there's the picture behind it. They look like they're like almost touching. It's breathtaking. This is like an impression of what they're seeing from the James Webb telescope. But it's pretty cool. So what they're thinking, I read this already and I'm like, I've been working so hard this morning. I'm like, But they can like hear some of the electromagnetic spectrum that's going on. And they're using the telescopes and everything to pay attention to it. And it's like 400 light years away from Earth. But I thought just the visual stunningness of all the energy that's collaborating around these two twins was just, whoever drew this did a great job. So, but yeah, our solar system, always our universe showing interesting things. You know, for a long time we had Hubble, and actually the creator of the Hubble telescope is actually from Marshfield, Missouri, which is like right up the road from me. And Tam, really? Not my butt, but somebody else's. You know the Futurama joke, right? You know. Oh geez. By the way, we're watching Futurama on Sunday nights. So come join us with that. Fry, they don't do that joke anymore. They changed it from Uranus to something else. But anywho, Hubble grew up here in Marshfield, Missouri, and we've used his telescope. I mean, they're still using his telescope. It's not as clear pictures as it used to be. And at one point the mirrors had to be fixed because one got a crack. But the James Webb telescope is incredible what it's showing us. Yeah, your rectum, that's right. I love Futurama. It's one of my favorites besides Family Guy and American Dad and the stuff on Adult Swim. So Bob's Burgers. I love Bob's Burgers. But if you ever get a chance, NASA has, I think the James Webb Telescope has its own like Twitter, and NASA has their own. They post the pictures out there like all the time, and they're just stunning. Really good looking pictures. So go check that out. It's worth it. Oh, let's see. So a donkey went missing. I know this is a weird story. So a donkey went missing 5 years ago, and its owner's been looking for it. Can't find it. Don't know where it went. He thought that maybe, you know, somebody stole it. You know, it got eaten by predators. But no, it's actually been living with a herd of elk in Northern California. And so it just likes hanging out with these elk in Northern California, and it runs with the elk. It they're never gonna catch it. I mean, come on. If it likes living out there. So I guess the owner just is like, you know what? It's been living out there for 5 years. Just let it stay. So pretty bizarre. Yeah. His owner says he's living his best life. Just let him be. He's happy and he's healthy. I guess they check him every once in a while to make sure that he's okay. And a vet comes and checks him out. But yeah, here he is just running around with a group of elk. 5 years. And it was so close to the farmer's home. That's what I don't get. Like, you know, hey, Gorilla Man. There he is. What's up? So, Knight the producer, get to school, okay? She's doing what's like called A+ tutoring, but she's actually kind of the assistant teacher. So she's kind of seeing what it's like. She's been thinking about becoming a teacher for a long time. And so she's kind of seeing what it's like to be one. And she comes, she comes home every day. Man, these kids are rough on me, Mom. And then she's kind of fit in with a new church she's been attending. So she's been doing Bible school, and she's just having a good time. So I know she, and then she's got kilty stuff in the mornings. So she's really tired all the time. But, you know, it's good to get that experience. I know I enjoyed teaching vacation Bible school and Sunday school, and kind of miss it sometimes, but then I kind of don't. So anyways, yeah. Missing donkey. I know. I know. It's a funny joke, isn't it? But I thought it was cute. You know, they've been looking for the donkey, and it's just found a group of elk to live with. Pretty awesome. Let's see here. I like the stories where people help out others. And we're seeing that right now with our friend Kloppy's family. Unfortunately, Clobby passed away last week. It's, you know, it's terrible. Gorilla Man. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers. They really need your help. And this one is kind of along that lines. I thought it was great. So a mother, I believe she's in the UK, has terminal cancer. And Northern Ireland. And she found out she had terminal cancer, and she's only 22. That's what hits me the most. But she just wants more time with her daughter. And so friends got together, high boots, and created a crowdfund for her and to help her with her cancer treatments so that she could live just a little bit longer. And she just has an advanced brain tumor. And so they're just trying to help the family out. So they've raised about $54,000. So I thought that was great. Great generosity, and, you know, just to let that little girl have just a little bit more time with her mom before she passes. So it's good stories like that, you know, that for me, it reminds me of how great humanity can actually be. Cancer sucks. Okay. Cancer sucks. I lost my grandfather 4 years ago to cancer. Actually, I've lost both my grandfathers to cancer. My maternal grandfather was a drill sergeant in the Army, and he served in Vietnam. And so he had Agent Orange cancer. And it's just, we never think about those things when we're sending our troops to war, you know, because there's the big thing going on right now with the burn pits. You know, it's just sad. And you can't always keep all of our soldiers out of harm's way, but there are some things that you can prevent. So, but yeah, cancer sucks. I support Stand Up to Cancer. I support the American Cancer Society. There has to be a cure. There has to be a way to keep the cells from mutating. There has to be. If we can advance other health issues, like we can control diabetes better now, there's got to be a way to cut cancer off at the source before it metastasizes and moves. So it's one of my causes that I like, because of my paternal grandmother had skin cancer. So yeah, I agree with you, Tim. Those burn pits, they shouldn't have put them that close to the barracks. I mean, if they knew anything about secondhand cigarette smoke, they should have known something about burn pits. Yeah. But too many of our servicemen are coming back from Iraq with that rare form of brain cancer from these burn pits. So we'll keep the faith that we'll find a cure one day. But until then, let's be proactive and do the right thing and protect our troops as much as possible, because they are protecting our freedom every day and they deserve it. They're amazing people. I miss my grandfather every day. You know, Father's Day was Sunday, and I've been thinking about him a lot, because I heard a promo for like Swamp People, and my grandfather always kind of sounded like Troy Landry. I don't know why, but he did. So when I hear Troy talking, I think about my grandpa a lot. Oh, Vic's in the background. Sorry, guys. Hold on. Hey, Victor. You turn on the virtual thing and it doesn't work right. Figures. So, sorry, guys. But anyways, just thought that was some interesting. Yeah. The jet fuel burning up all the, when it lit on fire. What's your vector, Victor? What's your clearance, Clarence? Roger. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley. Could you like cover up some more? Because for some reason, the virtual background isn't working with you. He needs to quit sleeping on my couch is what he needs to do. Oh, well. I'm a good mom for letting him stay here. The other thing I thought really cool is Coldplay is taking plastic collected from rivers and oceans, and they are using it to make their vinyl. I thought that was pretty cool. And they look pretty awesome. I thought the albums look really, have you ever been? Right? Oh my God, that's hilarious. Peter Graves saying that is funny. Oh boy. You know, that was like a leap for him because he had played such serious roles. For him to do that one is... Oh, the lines from that. I love Barbara Billingsley speaking jive with the two black gentlemen on the plane. That's my favorite because, you know, that was a step out for her. She'd always been, you know, Leave It to Beaver's mom, and she had trouble getting roles after that. And, you know, it cemented her, and she got more guest roles, you know, comedic guest roles after that. So do you like films about gladiators? Have you ever seen Spartacus? No, I'm kidding. That's Legally Blonde. Okay. Wow. Jeez. So. Too funny. That movie is a classic. So is the second one. Knight, the producer, and I were talking about it because Airplane is one of her Blackberry's favorite movies. And I said, have you guys seen the second one? And she looks at me and she's like, I know there's a second one, but I haven't seen it. And I'm like, oh, you'll love it. You've got to watch it. William Shatner, and it's just hilarious. He's funny. He can be funny when he wants to be. So. Okay. Guess what? I got to start wrapping up because I got to go back to work. And of course, I have a ton of promotions, and the list will shorten after the weekend. So. But, you know, tonight, Dad Man has a late night stream with all of us friends. Here is the link. Come check it out. We have a great time squirreling is what we call it. So here's the link to that. Mrs. has a morning show. We had a really good time this morning. She had some great memes. I think they're hilarious. So check her daily show out. Except Sundays, it's at... No to all those, Tim. Yep, exactly. But please help Cobby's family. Let's see. You're welcome, Dad Man. It's on GoFundMe. I always forget how they do their website. It's interesting. Let's see. Here's the link to that. So please go donate to their family. They really could use it right now. And you can scan that QR code right there and it'll take you directly to it. Admiral Teague's birthday is this week. I think he might be having a stream. Oh, okay. Okay. Mrs. is not having shows this weekend. So when she does have a show, which is tomorrow and Friday, check her out because we have a good time over there. Like I said, Admiral Teague's birthday is this week. Check him out. I think he'll post it. I'm a part of the Potato Revin crew. We have a good time. Like I'm a part of the Dad Man's crew. We just had Back to the Future trivia night last night. I believe we're playing Cards Against Humanity next week. So we do Harry Potter night. We do, we'll like watch movies. We'll talk about them on Friday nights. Like we just did Avatar: The Last Airbender from Netflix. So come check us out. We have a good discussion, good talk. Someone else that's been helping me a lot, and I appreciate PJ so much, is Orville Nation. You all know I love the Orville. And I was like, there has to be more people out here that love the Orville. And that's when I stumbled upon Talking the Orville with JP and Orville Nation with PJ and Maria and T and Telly. And they have been helping me so much to get the channel off the ground, moving, because, you know, it's almost our 2-year anniversary and we were dragging. And when they helped us, we have just exploded. And I want to thank you all so much for being here. But check my friends out. My buddy JP with Talking the Orville, he's doing a lot more. He's not just like, you know, he puts out great content about the Orville, but he's going to have like more panels and more. He's on Patreon as well. But go check his channel out. We have a really good time with the Orville. He's got some interviews with the cast and crew. So yeah, check it out. I like those interviews. They're pretty good. So, but yeah, donate to Klobby's family. They really need our thoughts and prayers right now. So, Mrs. is promoting the Park Streamers, so I'm going to promote them too. And they are a group that is raising money for the Children's Hospital of Orange County, California. Here is their website. I'm trying to, you know, put these up so that y'all can access them better. Hope I spell correctly. But they had reached their $5,000 goal and they've upped it to $7,500. And I haven't checked in a few days to update my slide to see where they're at. But yeah, go check them out. Give them a donation. It's all for a good cause and for the kids. And I just heard a hiss. And everybody needs to chill out. Vic, you may have to spray some people. We got that from Jackson Galaxy, by the way. We're not doing anything mean to our cats. We're just, you know, disciplining that way. I found out about this group at Tremendicon. They're the 417 Game Sidekicks. They're a nonprofit that helps disabled individuals in my area go to conventions and go to gaming nights. And they also assist them when they have an idea for a role-playing game, like helping them get it out on paper, get it out on a board, get it, you know, however they have an idea. So please go to their website, 417gamesidekicks.org. I bet I will. I'm thinking about going up to the Route 66 comic and toy convention this weekend. It's only one day, which I'll show you here the slide in a minute, but I bet they're going to be there. Oh, I didn't hold the 417. Hold on, guys. Darn it. There, that's the right website. But yeah, give them a donation. They're great people. They have a love to help those who are disabled. So check them out. All right, here we go. Like I said, this list will whittle down after this weekend because a lot of these are happening this weekend. And I'm trying to focus on conventions that are close to my area, and then I'll expand out as we go. We're actually whittling down. We're halfway through the year. So a lot of the conventions have happened and they're going to become less and less as we, you know, go towards the holiday season. But Moon City Con 2024 is June 21st to the 23rd at the Hilton Garden Inn here in Springfield. If you scan that QR code right there, you can buy your badge. They're $60 for the entire weekend. There's the times. And if you can't scan the badge, there is the website. These people are fabulous. I met them like at Tremendicon. They go to all the events around Southwest Missouri and I believe Northern Arkansas. I'm not quite sure about that. I'll have to ask them. But there's the website. Yeah, go buy your badge. They had 200. I'm not quite sure where they're at. When I looked the last time, they were like 89 sold. So yeah, go check that out. Saturday, the 22nd, is the Route 66 Comic and Toy Convention, $5 to get in the door, which is nice. Children under the age of 10 are free. Bushwhacker. Hey, Dad Man, Bushwhacker Luke. He's going to be there. But it's 9 to 5. It's at the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon, Missouri. So go check that out. Kansas City Collecticon is also this weekend on the 22nd and 23rd. That website is so long. I should have bookmarked it. But if you're going to the Kansas City area, it's one of the nation's largest trading card anime pop culture conventions. So it's Saturday and Sunday. So check them out. The tickets were pretty reasonable. They weren't like over the top. So, you know, like some conventions, like if you want to go to San Diego Comic-Con, you're going to dish out like $2,600 a ticket. So, or I really wanted to go this year, but unfortunately we'll have to go next year. The Star Trek Las Vegas convention, if you want the highest tickets, they're like $1,200 a person to do everything, like meet all the captains and get pictures. And it's like a package deal. It's pretty cool. Anime Festival Wichita, Kansas is also this weekend, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. If you go to that website or you Google it, you can buy tickets. It looks like it's going to be a really good time. Crypticon Kansas City is June 28th through the 30th. They had some really neat celebrities coming. There's a vendor's room. I forgot where it's going to be at. But yeah, go to crypticonkansascity.com for your ticket information. This one always reminds me of Mrs. Because she loves to build Legos. And she's got some Lego builds. I think one's coming up tomorrow. But BrickFest Live is coming to Kansas City. It's a traveling tour across the country, June 29th and 30th. And if you go to universe.com/events/BrickLiveFest, you can see all the upcoming events and buy your tickets. ExtremeCon will be September 28th and 29th in the St. Robert, Waynesville, Fort Leonard Wood area in central Missouri. I'm going to be walking around because I've been in contact with our friends at ExtremeCon. And I couldn't get a table this year, but there's always next year. And then they have a table where we can do like a quick live hello stream. So we might do that as well. So check that out. Weekend passes are $20 and children under the age of 12 are free with a adult ticket purchase. Buy your tickets at extremacon.com. Planet Anime Kansas City is October 18th through the 20th. This one, Planet Comic-Con in Kansas City looked so amazing. I'm going to go next year. But they bring in all, like they brought in Ian McDiarmid, who is Palpatine. That was cool. Anthony Daniels was here. So always a good time. They're bringing in some pretty big anime people. So go check out that website, planetanimekc.com. And of course, you're in the Galactic Cafe with me, Sci-Fi Mombi, Monday to Friday, noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, where we just chit-chat and I bring you good news stories, strange news stories. We talk about strange things. We go back and forth with airplane quotes or any movie we love. So come check us out every day. This afternoon in the Sci-Fi Mombi studio at 2:30 Eastern, 1:30 Central, we're going to watch episode 5 of TED. And then come back later at 5 Eastern, 4 Central, we're going to do a watch party together with the Mission Log, the Orville. They're doing a series on Talking TED. And I believe they're having Elena Olbach on this afternoon because episode 5 is about the mom, Susan. So going to be, they've had Georgia Wiggum on. All you Orville fans know her as Lysella. All you Scream fans know her as, I forgot her character name. But she's also been on The Reacher. She's Blair, the niece on TED. She's a great actress. And I don't know if you saw it, but yesterday they started table reads for season 2. So here we go. It's already starting. It's one of the most popular shows globally for Peacock. It's got very high ratings. So come join us this afternoon, 2:30 Eastern, 1:30 Central. Also in the Sci-Fi Mombi studio on Saturdays, we watch ALF. We're almost done with the regular series. And then we're switching over to, we're going to watch the movie with Martin Sheen and then the animated series. So that's at 6 Eastern, 5 Central. On Sundays in the studio, we watch Futurama because the new season of Futurama hits Hulu on July 29th. So that'll be at 6 Eastern, 5 Central. By the way, thank you so much, Dr. Omega, for these amazing graphics. And I've got to update Victoria Matrixes because he made us one for that. Like I said, co-host Vic has his own show Saturday afternoons at 5 Eastern, 4 Central. Sorry, guys. I got to update my slides. But we have a good time. We just talk about, you know, things, and he just kind of speaks his mind because he's awesome, and we just have a good time. So come join us. And there are kitties screaming. Hey, Shimmer, leave people alone. God, she's the one that bit me. So she's just a cranky old lady. Sorry, guys. The Grungy Alternative with Gorilla Man alternates between Thursdays and Saturdays. We've kind of been delayed a little bit recently because of schedules. So check our Twix accounts for the schedule. Dad Man, we still need to have you on. we'll make that happen because we're going to talk 80s music. So watch for the schedule. And now the part of the show that I don't like, but I do have to do it anyways, because it takes a lot to put on these shows, and we would greatly appreciate your support. So if you would be so kind, can you buy us a cup of coffee? It would be so great. We have a Ko-fi account, and it's ko-fi.com/scifimombi. Knight, the producer, is actually probably going to start a show about cooking. And then I'm going to do a funny one about, you know, boiling water, which I can't really use that because it's a Food Network thing. But, you know, easy to make stuff. And you'll see I won't burn it. And it's not going to be box dinners either. So keep an eye out for that. There will be a new episode of Sci-Fi Mommy Found What this week. So stay tuned. We also have a PayPal account. If you scan that QR code right there, or you search us by mombiape@gmail.com, you can support us that way. Please choose donation to help you further along when you have to file to Uncle Sam. We also have a Throne account. We've asked for some tech issues, like a new camera, a couple new mics, additional mics, giveaways, giveaway baskets, just some odds and ends, some crowdsourcing for some of our friends in the community. So if you go to throne.com/scifimombi, you can help us out there. We have our own merch shop. Our lovely logo was drawn by David Cabiza, who is the co-author and illustrator of the Orville comics. And he's a commissioned artist. So if you want him to draw you anything, just ask. He's out on, I'll have to put those on here. He's out on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I've seen his work besides just the Orville comics. He is so talented. And just taking the time to work with him is fun because he listens to what you're looking for. And he, you know, when the kids were nitpicky about how they looked on the logo, he worked with them really easily. So go check it out. But we have extended sizes in all of our merch, from t-shirts to hoodies to jackets to, you know, I even think there were some in the beanies and hats. But if you can't find a piece of clothing, they have an extended catalog. And you can customize anything. So go to sci-fi-mom-b.myspreadshop.com. We also have our own website at scifimombi.com. You can listen to all of our previous podcasts. You can drop us a line with email. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can check out the bios on Sci-Fi Mombi Security. If you click the link, it takes you to our YouTube page where you can see all their cute little videos, all of our other videos, any content we post. So check us out, scifimombi.com. And if you haven't figured it out yet, because we've been here since the very beginning on social media, we're all over it. And we stream daily to the Meta platform, which is Facebook and Instagram, LinkedIn, Twix, Twitch, YouTube. We're working on our TikTok. if you would please go out and follow us on TikTok, we would greatly appreciate it. We also have a Pinterest, Discord, Blue Sky, IMDb, IMDb Pro, Mastodon, Patreon, and I haven't put it up there because I haven't really updated it, but we do have a counter social account. It's a lot of work. We also have a link tree that it's Sci-Fi Mombi that will connect you to all this along with our website. So, all right, party people. It's been a great day. We're so glad that you have been here with us. And I've got to go back to work because I've got a fire on my hands. Yay! So, y'all have a wonderful day. I will see you later this afternoon. Party on, Vic. He's half asleep. Party on, party people.
Another day started slowly. I haven't had my caffeine. The mornings can be boring. I'm the Sci-Fi Mombi. Yes, it's me, the Mombi, and my family. In your ears, in your head, we are talking on our phones, with our mics, with my crew by my side. In your ears, in your head, we're still talking. I'm in your head.